come in the night, you know, when he went to bed already. And he asked for him. He says, you know, somebody want to see you. Come out. And he didn't understand nothing. His wife much less. She says that he just went. He put the pants on. And he says, the other guy who come and call him, he says, don't bother about the shoes. You won't need them. You just come and you just step up. And they kill him and they never see him again.
This was Ignat?
This was oldest brother.
Yeah. And what year was that?
It was about 1944, 45.
Now, what was Vasilio's father's name?
Vasilio's? Martin.
Martin, that's right. Martin. Okay. And he was killed in 44 and 45 too, right?
Yeah. Well, that was the worst thing, you know, that time. They called him Pabel, you know, the white one. White guards,
yeah.
was a Catholic people.
Yeah.
You know, religious people.
That was Mihaljevic?
And the Red Star was, yeah, Mihaljevic was that.
Yeah.
And the Red Star was a Tito. And when the come to the end of this revolution, United States and England picked Tito. But Tito should take it over. That was a stupid thing to do. And then, you know, they got Mihaljevic. They killed him, too.
Tito caught him, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they give him a trial?
I don't think so. That time they don't need no trial. They just shoot you right there. All those people who had a faith in God, you know, they was marked to death. If you was in a proper place, like, you know, some kind of a leader. If you were nothing, that's why this, you know, that you are poor. And you don't belong to no nothing.
What year did you go back to Yugoslavia?
1965.
65?
Yeah.
And you went to the Prosinoy Cavern?
Yeah.
Was your home close to there?
About what there?
Was your village close to those caverns? No.
What cavern?
Those caverns you talked about. How do you pronounce it? Prosinoy Cavern?
Postojna.
Oh, no. No, that's a completely different
area. Huh?
Area, yeah. That's a more, I don't know.
South, isn't it?
They're close to Italy already.
Yeah.
They're north.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they're close.
First area
you hit
from across the border.
Yeah.
Outside the mountain.
Yeah. Louis come from there.
Really?
And Mrs. Lagan, you know, she come from there too.
He did?
Close to Italy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Lagans were married in Cleveland then too, weren't they?
Yeah. Those were the days.
Long time.
Yeah, and when I was 24 years old, I thought I'm going to die.
You got sick?
Yeah, I was kind of sick all the time. And look at, I'm here yet.
I'm going to be 88.
Yeah. That's it. I don't see no clock. What time is it?
What happened to your grandma's house?
They lost it. Same thing. Somehow. Somebody didn't pay no taxes. And they were sold to some other people. And that people went and broke the house completely down and built it brand new. And in the same place.
The same location.
And that was no interest to me at all.
Yeah.
I feel real bad about it. You know what it was there, where the grandma house was a pile of dirt. That's all I see.
But your parents' house was still there.
Oh, yeah.
Did you talk to the people who were
in there? I think our parents' house is one of these old ones, made out of the stone.
Yeah.
And they had a double door, to come in. Only one floor. One side was for grandma, and one side was for the son's family. We had a little more room than grandma. Grandma had only one room, and she had everything there. And in the kitchen, she had a stove for
uh-huh.
herself.
Uh-huh.
And the other part of the stove was in her room. I don't think so. You see those kind of stuff. Did you see it in Europe? Where they cook in one side, and the hole is big, way, way deep. And the other, the living room is a stove built, and we kids,
yeah,
usually get warm in the top of the stove. And that's what grandma had. Our house had that one. Our house must have been much older than this grandma's,
It was like, made of stone?
Yeah, made out of stone.
One story?
Yeah, one story.
But
the stone, the wall was that thick.
Big stone block.
That you could sit in a window sill.
Yeah. Big, thick wall.
Yeah, real thick wall.
Did it have a thatch roof?
They had a... what do you call it? Slama. Hay?
Yeah, thatch.
That's what they call it?
Yeah.
Thatch roof?
Thatch.
Straw.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they call
right.
that a thatch roof,
yes.
Don't they, Dora?
Yeah. We even had it, in school kids, they ask you, what's that? And somebody says, Lukensa by Lukensa in Pavsigli Vodu Drži. See, because those straws, they had a hole in it, but they were so thick, put it in a thing that it was raining, that rain didn't go through. They didn't come into our house. That's the roof they have. But when I was there now, 65, it was a different roof. It wasn't straw
no
more.
The roof had been changed.
Yeah, the roof was changed.
Did you go inside the house?
No, I didn't.
And so you didn't talk to the people?
Some old lady was sitting outside, and she wasn't any too friendly neither.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was one of those things, how probably she never seen nobody come around. And when we come there, all three of us and Louis, we just want to see, where the house is outside. And we didn't ask her, if we could go inside. And we want to see the well, where the well was when we used to go and get the water. And it was a real deep well. And they had a bucket and a chain.
Yeah, and a crank.
And no, big, big wooden stuff, and the other side they were about two big stones, and that's the way you lift the tail out of the well.
Was the well
that's
still
a
there?
Real portion, a real old fashioned stuff.
Was
I
the
think
well
from
still
the
there?
Beginning, huh?
Was the well still there?
Yes, the well was still there.
Stones and everything were still
yes.
there. Oh yeah. How far was the well from the house?
Oh, not. You just walk over the brick. It was a brick, like a street. Brick by brick.
The street was paved.
Yeah. See, because the house, what the people had at that time, from beginning when I was born, the thing was there. We had only old house, and the other house where there was barn for the grandfather, they sold it to some people for the house. They just partitioned east side,
yeah.
Some.
Yeah.
And they had a yard, in front of it. It was paved with the brick. To the well. See, but there we went. I think Betty, somebody I think take a picture even. You know, well,
were you born in this house?
I was born, yeah. Yeah.
Number 7, you said.
Yeah, number 7.
Yeah. And so you stayed in the village just one night or two nights? Or?
You mean by you stayed?
No. In the village,
yeah,
by the hotel.
Yeah, in the village. Yeah, we went in the village and we had a... There was tavern before, you know, when I left. There was always tavern there.
Yeah, and you stayed there.
And we stayed there. They gave us a room for a little small money, I think, we paid. One big room, and there was two beds. One bed was Lou and Tonka, and the other one was me and Betty. We all stay in one room. He wasn't particularly at all.
How many nights did you stay there?
I think two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we ordered the dinner. They got real good roast. Veal roast, you know, we had it.
Yeah.
And in no time, they make it this... cheese patizza.
Yeah.
Real good. Yeah.
So you had a good dinner there, huh?
Yeah, for small amount. But they do want it American money.
Well, they want a dollar.
Yeah, they don't want a liras or the other side.
Yeah.
They says, if you got American dollar, you know,
we'll take it.
Yeah. You stay here and we're going to feed you the best thing what we could get.
Gave you a good deal.
Yeah. And that's what we did. And I went to the church, you know, and it was kind of full up, full church, because not the young people, because they work in the same day. When it was time to go to the church, they went to work. They had a little factory there, right in the close where the church was.
Factory?
Yeah. I don't know what they was doing, paper or something. But everything was so small. To me... Because when you're young, everything is big.
Yeah.
And when I see so big houses, big buildings in America, you know, when I come over there, my church looked like a little capinz. Because I thought before that...
You thought it was bigger.
Yeah, I thought this was much bigger.
I think as a child, when you see things, though, you always imagine them different.
Yeah. And the bunch of people, you know, come when they find out, you know, that I come there, that we are Bayush, they call that tavern. And they come and they sink under our window. Where was you so long? You know, that's how they miss me. You know, I come back after 50 years. I was 50 years. And that's true. I asked myself that too. Where was you so long? I was 15, and when I come back, I was about 65.
So you talk to some people in the village?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But my kind, hardly was nobody know. You know.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Just, yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah.
I didn't know nobody.
Mm-hmm. So where did you go from there, then?
Well, we went back to Zagreb, and then Louis come and Tonka. And pick us up, and we went to Trieste in Italy, and then from there we went to visit Louis' relatives, two of them, in the way to Rome.
Well, did you take a train then from Zagreb to Trieste?
No, Louis could drive.
He drove. He rented a car.
Yeah.
And
it
was doing. See, because that's where she, Lou and Tonka, stayed, see, by her, Lou's sister. They actually stayed there. They didn't come back with me and Betty. Me and Betty come back by ourselves. And Tonka stayed there for about half a year, I think, after that, then she come back.
In
Pistoia? Yeah, in Pistoia.
Did Louis drove then from Zagreb to Trieste?
Yeah, and to Rome.
How long did you stay in Trieste?
They got a good highway. In Italy, yes.
In Italy.
And there is a beautiful scenery, you know, because there was a pool of field like that, Well, what they got that thing? When they make a dope out of it? Those red flowers?
Poppies?
Yes, poppies and some blue blossom of the dandelion and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whole field was, you know.
We saw the poppies.
Yeah.
You did? The whole field of poppies? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I kind of admired that thing. It was beautiful to see. And the road is very good in Italy to Rome. It's a double highway.
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay, you know.
How long did you stay in Trieste?
Trieste, I think we just went through. And then we stopped in where St. Anthony, he's buried there. What is it, Padua?
Yeah.
Yeah, Padua. He stayed there one night in Padua. And then we come to the Louis cousin or whatever he was, and he married Italian girl, and that thing was Rota Torba, they called that village, and they had a plaque over there, and they say that some kind of a famous general sleep over there in that village, and Louis people was very well to do.
Now, where was this village? Was this in Rome?
This was
Italy?
In Rome. Rota Torba, they call it. The name was long name. And it was real old, you know. We had it. We rent the room over there. Me and Betty, Tonka and Louis, the relative take them, you know. They gave them their quarters.
Yeah.
And they had a statue in the middle of the village. You know, that the water's coming up real high. You know, especially people must have been there maybe 1,000 years ago. The steps when we went to our bedroom was worn out. Imagine. I don't know if there was not a stone or it was marble. You know, they had a marble floor. Oh, there was all marble in that big house. Because they say that they're very cheap there, marble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was the name of the village?
Rota Torba.
And it was outside of Rome?
Outside, yeah, before you come, I think it was 28 miles to Rome.
Uh-huh.
And that cousin was a good driver.
Louis' cousin was there?
Louis' cousin was there, and
uh-huh.
He offered that he going to take us to Rome. Because he know how to drive in Italy. He says he think that Louis don't know how.
Louis was going to follow in his Fiat?
Yeah.
So Louis followed in his Fiat.
No, he drive. We all went in one car.
All in one
and
car.
That Pepe was his name.
His name was Pepe?
Yeah. And he drive us to Rome.
Uh-huh.
And there was no direction, you know, where to go. See,
but he knew where to go.
But this guy know where.
Yeah.
See, when Louis would be lost.
Louis would be lost.
So we went there. But you know that we missed the Pope. We come too late. He went already out in. Well, you know how he come outside,
yeah.
So often.
You didn't stay in Rome then, you just drove there,
overnight.
Spent the day, and then drove back.
Yeah, that's all.
But you saw where the Pope lived?
Oh, and then we went to Vatican.
You went to the Vatican?
Yeah,
but
bought some
Pope
rosaries
there.
Over there.
Yeah.
We went through the Vatican.
Uh-huh.
But, and I saw it, you know, what a building, what a painting, you know. God himself must have been there, you know. How anybody could make it such a painting if the person is like alive? You think he's breathing. That's how good it was. And we see the stunts things, you know, something, some kind of a garden, you know, that the water was just like a flush, and the whole wall was like that.
Uh-huh.
It was very interesting, you know, and very.
Uh-huh.
And they take us, you know that catacomb? You went there? Catacomb, you know, you go there, it's so dark and so wet, like.
Yeah.
Musty in there.
That was just outside of Rome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we were there.
Yeah, we went there.
Uh-huh. So you spent the whole day in Rome.
Yeah.
And then you drove back to the village?
And we went, yeah, but then we went back. Lou and Tonka went back to sister, and Louis take us to Zagreb and dump us there by Justi. We just stayed there, you know, but most of the time we travel around. Louis had a car.
So you drove back then from this village back to Zagreb?
Yeah. By Justi.
And then how long did you stay in Zagreb?
Altogether, I think I had 3 weeks.
And then Louis stayed there too?
Yeah, Louis stayed there, not with us. He just come and visit us in Zagreb. He stayed with the sister.
In Pastojna.
In Pastojna, yeah.
Oh, I see. And so he would drive back and forth in his Fiat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then after 3 weeks, then you left and flew back.
Well, less than we take a train the same way. First, we take a train to from Pastojna to where we're going to board the train. Lou drive us there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we say goodbye there to Lou and Tonka, and Lou went back, you know, to with the sister. And me and Betty went the same way. We went back again in the same line, you know, French line.
Yeah. Is Louis' sister still there?
No, she died.
She died.
And when we come to the United States, we missed the train to Cleveland. For about half a day, I think, we have to wait. So Betty was very impatient, you know. She don't like to wait for nothing. So she just rent a car from this agency.
Uh-huh.
They bring us a car and we just sit on it. There's nothing to it. And we drive to Cleveland from New York, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And for the same amount of money, I think it cost us, like train would. So, and we didn't have to wait. Nothing. So we just went. And when we come home, well, the first week, I think we had our golden wedding. And the dog, and Betty had a, she's waiting Danny to get married. And about a week after we come back, that thing happened. And those was the happy days.
Happy days.
Here we come, happy days.
I think when you came back, Tom and Arlene were going to be married too.
No, they were married. Before, isn't it?
I thought it was while you were in Europe they were making the plans.
I don't know, I forget.
You only went to Europe once then?
No. Because everybody was kind of make a joke about it. You know, because we actually buy that cottage in a lot. And they say that honeymoon college is waiting for me, you know, when I'm going to have a golden wedding.
Okay.
So those two, they must have a baby already, you know, Jeffrey.
They must have been married then.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to Europe twice?
And
now?
You, I
Did
think
you go
she...
twice?
No.
Betty went
oh,
to
yeah.
Europe in 48 or so, didn't she?
About three times.
Oh, she went, yeah, okay. Yeah, because Betty went like in 48 or 49,
yeah.
wasn't
yeah.
it? That's right, but you didn't go.
No.
That's right.
I'm not sorry I went, you know, because the people was really nice, you know, very nice, you know, all my relatives, and I'm glad I met them. Like this Ponchi, you know.
Yeah.
And Justi was there, and some other lady, you know, come and visit us.
Is Justi still there?
And that rich relative was there, you know, we visit her when she tried to jeep us for $10 a day.
Did Justi ever get married?
Yeah, Justi was married. But she never had no children. She adopted this little girl when she was 8 years old. And she really got it, you know, that girl, no, any daughter could be any better than she is. What do you say?
Does the daughter live in Zagreb too?
Yeah. Not now. Now she is in Belgrade. She married one of these Borats. Yeah, she got one boy now, one kid.
Married a Borat?
Borats, you know. He was in pension already. Tito just put him in a pension. Good pension, too.
Was he a soldier?
Yeah. Partisan he was. With Tito.
Just like Martin before, they weren't sure about Martin's loyalty, huh?
Yeah. So she says, you see what's saying, you know, that's how good, you know, they are. And she writes now. The last letter I got by her, she typed. And she told me that how bad she feel, you know, that Justy got so sick and that she couldn't get a health care in Belgrade because she wasn't registered there. See, she stayed with the daughter. She's registered in Zagreb.
Not in Belgrade.
Not in Belgrade.
So
she have to go back to Zagreb in a hospital that, you know, she get all the health thing free. And from that thing, she went to the nursing home now. She's in some kind of a home now. And Nadia says that she go there every 2 weeks. See, and it's pretty far, Zagreb or Belgrade. Belgrade is actually in Serbia.
Yeah, Belgrade is way south, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sick.
She was very sick and she could not come to Zagreb, and that's the reason we couldn't see her.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Justy still alive?
Yeah. Why, she got a stroke.
Yeah.
See, she's laying down. Now only Fanchi went and visited her and Vasilio. That's all she got in Zagreb, you know, for relatives.
Yeah.
And Nadica come, you know, but for Nadica, you know,
it costs
the money.
Sure.
Because I think she have to fly.
Well, you can take a train.
Well, maybe a train or fly. Either way, you know, that's expensive, you know. Well, she didn't see you, I don't think so. You didn't see Justy when she was by Tonka.
I think maybe you did see her.
Did
you? I don't know if you were there, though. Somehow I think I did.
So she came over to the United States for a visit?
Well, see, we all pitch in.
Uh-huh.
I give $100, Betty yeah. 100, and Tonka 100. $300.
Uh-huh.
And we take her here for the Tonka golden wedding. And we went all big, you know, the time. Tonka's kids, they had a book made, you know, to give it to each guest to come. And they make it, you know, real good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people was invited. So they invite Justy, and Justy says, oh, all right, gladly come, you know, send me a fare. That's what we did. So she stayed, I think, around for some time by me. She was making noodles every day.
What year was that, huh, that she came?
I think 73.
Hmm.
Yeah, and she likes it, but she says she couldn't leave the daughter there.
Uh-huh.
If we would spend the money, you know, that the daughter would come there, and what are you going to do? Then you have to guarantee, too, you know, that
yeah.
the people got money and a
uh-huh.
job and stuff
yeah.
like that. And really, they're used to it there. You know, they're happy there. Because they never had anything
they don't know anything else. That's right.
Meant nothing with the government. They enjoy life. If I look back, I think I said I've had a very happy childhood, what they call it. Because I didn't know nothing. I only believed in fairy tales at that time. And I enjoy it. And when we had a baby in the house, you know, we each kid got a loaf of bread. And that was a big treat for us. He was glad we got another baby in the house.
You didn't have to work outside, you didn't have any farms or fields,
no,
did you?
No.
So you didn't have to do any barn work or